Hi, I'm Victoria, the host of the Remedy Suite podcast. The goal of every episode is to help you regain control of your body, health, and weight so you can look and feel better than ever. As our bodies change, we need to approach things differently. No more fad dieting or endless cardio, but instead, specific changes you can make with clear, actionable steps to reset your body and cultivate the right mindset to make it happen. I'm so excited you're joining me today, so let's dive in. Hi, and welcome to the Remedy Suite podcast, your go-to source to age powerfully by strengthening your health, transforming your body, and feeling your best in midlife. In this episode, I'm unpacking a little secret about how we can make burning fat, that unwanted midlife weight gain, feel easier, and how to increase those energy levels as we navigate the twists and turns of midlife. It's all about understanding our bodies better and making small tweaks that can have a big impact. I'll share some practical advice on tapping into our body's natural abilities to keep us feeling fit and fabulous. So today, the topic that just might be the missing piece of the puzzle in your health and well-being journey, leptin. Leptin is a hormone that's a key player in how your body manages energy and weight, and understanding it can really be a game changer for you. So let's get right into it and uncover how you can work with leptin to feel more in tune with your body. And I've got something for you that's going to really help you with this. So stay tuned until the end, because this really, really could turn things around, turn your energy levels around, and finally get rid of any unwanted weight gain. So first up, what is leptin, this hormone called leptin? Well, leptin serves as a communicator between your body's fat stores and your brain. And this helps to regulate your appetite and your energy expenditure. But what happens is, as we go through midlife and our body changes, the communication between our body's fat stores and our brain can become skewed and confused. This disruption can lead to challenges such as unexplained weight gain or energy slumps. So today, I'm not just going to talk about these challenges. We're all so familiar with them. But instead, I want to offer real actionable steps to align your lifestyle with leptin's natural rhythm, aiming to get things recalibrated and back in working order. Now imagine your body as a busy communication center. When you were younger, with leptin, this key hormone that was ensuring everything ran smoothly, balancing your energy, keeping your weight in check, think then of midlife as a time when the signals in this center start to get a bit jumbled. It's like leptin is trying to send important emails, i.e. your body's cues, through a spotty internet connection. The messages about when to feel hungry or energetic, they just aren't clear. They're not as clear as they used to be. That's why you might be noticing those extra pounds or feeling more tired than usual, even though you haven't changed much else in your life. It's not about what you're doing wrong. It's about understanding these new quirky ways that your body is communicating and learning how to respond with care and kindness. Now, you'll hear me throughout this episode today talk about leptin sensitivity. When you're leptin sensitive, it's like your body is really, really good at listening to leptin, which advises you when to stop eating, when you're full, and when to burn calories, when to exert energy. It's like having that friend who helps you eat just the right amount and stay energetic. Now imagine if you started ignoring your friend's advice, not because you want to, but because it's getting harder to hear them. This is similar to when your body's hormone leptin becomes resistant. You become leptin resistant. And no matter how much leptin says, you're full, stop eating, let's burn some energy, your body just doesn't listen as well. And this can lead to then eating more than you need to, or you're just feeling less energetic, you're just feeling tired and flat. So let's get on to how we can get things back in their normal working order. I'm going to start with the foundation of good leptin function, and that's sleep. It's incredible how much a good night's rest can influence your hormonal balance, including leptin. Ensuring you get enough sleep is crucial. It's not just about quantity either, it's the quality of the sleep. Regular restorative sleep helps maintain leptin levels and keep your appetite in check. We all know as well that when we feel tired, we just overeat. We eat way more than we need to. Now, I know it's easier said than done to say you've got to get good quality sleep. Make sure you're getting it. But the key to trying to achieve this is making small steps, not feeling overwhelmed by the change. So if you find yourself tossing and turning through the night and you're just not waking up feeling energized, make working on your sleep your priority and just start with that. Start with changing that and focus all your attention on that small step. Rather than trying to do all the things, thinking about nutrition and exercise. And yes, you know, we can make small tweaks here and there, but make the priority, make the real focus. If sleep is an issue for you, make the real focal point sleep and get in the best quality sleep. Okay, moving on to stress, which can really throw a wrench into leptin's workings. Chronic stress can confuse leptin's messages to your brain. This leads to a cycle of stress eating, weight fluctuations, but here's a straightforward strategy. Integrate simple stress management practices into your daily life, whether it's just a few minutes of deep breathing, whether it's just going for a walk during one of your breaks, a lunch break, or first thing in the morning, or any activity that helps you unwind. Find what works for you and make it a regular part of your day. Consistency is key. If you've got a really busy day, it's better to just fit in 5 minutes than do nothing at all and skip it. On the days you're less busy, allow for some more time for this, but stay consistent. Every day, find some time for some simple stress management techniques. Every now and again is just not going to really cut it. So just stay consistent. Moving on to moving your body, physical activity. We know how important staying active is, but where the intention for it was maybe to burn calories when you were younger, that's might have been why you went for that long run, did high intensity cardio. It was the focal point was always drummed into us. It was to burn off those calories. In midlife, it really isn't about that. The shift needs to take place because it's about seeing physical activity as vital in order to enhance your body's health as we age, rather than just seeing it as a means to burn off calories. So what this means is find activities that you really do enjoy doing. And this could be anything from dancing, swimming, a daily stroll, yoga, anything that you enjoy doing that gets you moving your body. And again, consistency is key. Consistent, enjoyable movement can help fine-tune your body's leptin response as well as many other benefits, but it's key for leptin. Another cornerstone, no surprise here, nutrition is optimal. It is the cornerstone of optimal leptin function. Eating a diet that supports leptin can help manage your weight and energy levels more effectively. So focus on whole foods rich in nutrients that promote hormonal balance all over, like omega-3 fatty acids, fiber, antioxidants. And remember, hydration is key. Sometimes our bodies confuse thirst with hunger. Ultra-processed foods can really, really mess with leptin. They really interfere with the way leptin communicates with your brain, so you're unable to regulate your appetite and metabolism effectively. This is because ultra-processed foods cause inflammation. They alter our fat cells, they impact the brain, they impact the gut. These lead to issues with hunger regulation, with energy balance, and ultimately weight management. So if you're going to do any tweak to your diet at the moment, avoid ultra processed foods. They really, really mess with your body. Now I want to introduce you to a tool that goes beyond what I've shared so far, something that can truly turn things around. The Leptin Awareness Journal. This isn't just any journal. It's a way to connect deeply with your body's signals and see how your daily choices affect leptin's role in your body. Here's how to use the Leptin Awareness Journal. Each day, and this is every day, jot down what you eat, your physical activity, so how you've moved through the day, how well you've slept, and any stress-reducing practices that you did. Notice and make a note of your hunger levels, energy fluctuations, and any cravings. Now, I promise you, this seems like a lot, especially in a really, really busy day. But it's not forever that you'll be doing this. You are just tuning into your body and you're noticing what's going on. Then reflect on these daily entries on a weekly basis. So at the end of the week, review your entries. Look for patterns. Look for insights. Do you notice a link between poor sleep and increased hunger the next day? How does stress impact your eating habits? Use these reflections to learn about your body's unique responses. When I did this, it became so clear that when I'd had poor sleep, I was eating more the next day. Not only was I eating more, but I was opting for those quick hit energy foods. So more of the ultra processed, more of the sugary, salty, fatty foods to try and give me that lift, that energy boost. And we're not necessarily aware this is happening or this pattern until we actually tune in, step off autopilot and see what is going on in our day to day. Next, make some adjustments based on what you've found. Identify one change that you can implement for the following week. Just small, incremental changes, because it's those small incremental changes that lead to significant improvements and sustainable ones. And these improvements will affect how you feel, how well your body then responds to leptin. By actively engaging with this journal for, I would recommend, say, a month of doing it, but even if you did it for 2 weeks, you're going to really notice some big things that are happening that you can then tweak and change and rectify. And by doing this, you're taking a step beyond just passive listening. You're actively participating in your health journey. You're using your personal insights to guide your choices and your changes that are unique for you. Because diets are so often one size fits all, everybody's body is different. So this is about tuning in with what's right for you, what your body needs. The steps I've outlined today are practical. They are grounded in real everyday life. They're about making small, sustainable changes that respect your body's natural rhythms and signals. Thank you for joining me today. And I really hope that you have found this episode today helpful. You have the tools, you have the knowledge to make impactful changes in your health journey. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, please do share it with friends or anyone that you think could benefit from these insights. And until next time, next week, same time, same place, take good care, listen to your body, and take those small but powerful steps towards a healthier you. I hope today's episode inspired you on your journey to transforming your body. Make sure you check out the show notes for a summary of all the important links that I talked about. And if you enjoyed this episode, hit the follow button and share with a friend on social media or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And share with me what you've learned on social media over at Remedy Suite. I love hearing from you and connecting with you. Have a beautiful day and always remember you deserve to look and feel nothing short of incredible.